السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاۃ والسلام علی سیدنا المصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله العظيم.
علماء كرام، most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, we have heard this ruku of the Quran Sharif many, many times. There's a great message in it for us. I'm not going into any tafsir of this ruku tonight, but we are discussing one very important aspect which is now taken very lightly, and that is the issue of the coming of death. This is a majlis of zikr. We're not going to talk about philosophy, and we're not going to be using high sounding words and flowery language. It is a reality that death is going to come, whether we like it or not. So in this majlis of zikr, as I said, that we try to light up our hearts with the love of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so that we may restrain ourselves from all that is displeasing to them and do all that is pleasing to them. But then nafs and shaitan are such that they tempt us into sins. And if we do not have strong iman, then we fall for those temptations. So something that puts a brake on those temptations is the remembrance of death. As I've explained many times, that's the brake. That all our vehicles have some kind of braking system. Whether it is an aeroplane, it must have some kind of a brake. If it doesn't have brake when it lands, then we can just imagine what is going to happen when it lands at a speed of 300-400 kilometers an hour. After traveling 1,000 kilometers an hour, but when it lands also, it's still doing 200-300 kilometers an hour. So there must be a braking system. Our trucks, our buses, our cars, our scooters, everything has got some kind of a brake. Allah Ta'ala gave us this mouth, the remembrance of mouth and death, as a brake. What if death comes in that state? How many people, sudden death, in what kind of state, what kind of condition? So the remembrance of that death is just for that purpose. It's not that we read a tasbih of death whole day, somebody takes a tasbih and remembers death, death, death. That is not what is required. It must just form a barrier between sin and himself, that's all. That there must be a barrier. This remembrance of death comes away in between. The person wants to commit zina, now straight away he thinks, what if my death comes in this state? Imagine where they'll pick my body up. What will happen after that? We must be very, very careful, brothers and also my sisters who are listening, because we are getting cases from both sides. Now, this is the person himself told me, and I'm telling you this because I have his permission also to remind you that this is what happened. I'm not going to mention any name, and it is not appropriate that names be mentioned. Even if the person gives the permission, then too, there are certain things we should not mention name, especially in public, of course, we're not going to mention names. But this was the last person to see that prostitute. He was the last person. And thereafter she died. She had a heart attack and died. So when they did investigation, it was the last person that was arrested. That he could have been the one that poisoned her or did something. And then there was a long process and the kind of harassment, the kind of pain and suffering and pressure that he was under, he says, was unreal. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then finally saved him. That it was found that he had a heart attack and there was no criminal offense as such. But in the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this was criminality. It was a criminal offense. But the lesson to take from there, that where this person, or where would he have thought that just after this, this is what's going to happen. So what if it was the other way around, that this Muslim person who looks like a Muslim, outwardly looks like a Muslim also, he had some kind of identity of a Muslim. Now what would have happened if he was the person that passed away? Just take a lesson from it. That's all I'm telling you. That many people are caught up in lots of things. We all have got our weaknesses, shortcomings. Allah Ta'ala must make us maaf. But all these type of sins, watching porn sites late night, visiting prostitutes, or engaging in other kinds of sins, thinking that nobody is watching, especially when the person is traveling out overseas, it's in the privacy of the person's hotel room, and is far away from the society that knows him, then at that time shaitan and nafs, the temptation increases. So think at that time, what if? That's the only break. What other break we're going to have? We don't seem to have that kind of love for Allah Ta'ala and that kind of muhabbat for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to give up these sins. So then if we do not have khawfe khuda also, we don't have fear of Allah Ta'ala's azab, then think of that. Kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badanta muattar kafanta. جو قبر کوہن اس کی اکھڑی تو دیکھا نہ عضو بدن تھا نہ تارے کفن تھا. How many times you've heard this? That is going to come. Fit, healthy young people jogging, running, skipping, doing everything, swimming, running the marathon, flying from this country to that country to another country, just going on. Everything going for the person, and suddenly, the angel of death takes away the life. Then the person is given ghusl, kafan, burial. After some time, dig up that grave and see, nauzwe badanta na tare kafanta. Na kuch maal o daulat na dan jayega. نہ کچھ مال و دولت نہ دھن جائے گا فقط ساتھ تیرے کفن جائے گا نہ کچھ مال و دولت نہ دھن جائے گا فقط ساتھ تیرے کفن جائے گا نہ کچھ کام آئے گی شاہی تیری نہ کچھ کام آئے گی شاہی تیری فقیری سے کچھ کام بن جائے گا. یہ دلدل ہے تو اس میں سن جائے گا یہ دنیا کا لالچ یہ ہرس و ہوس یہ دنیا کا لالچ یہ ہرس و ہوس یہ دلدل ہے تو اس میں سن جائے گا یہ رنگی رسیلی یہ چہرہ حسین کہ مٹی میں مل یہ بدن جائے گا. That is the حقیقت of it. Finally we'll turn to dust. Nothing will come to our assistance except our good deeds and good actions. Whatever good deeds we did, and good deeds is not limited to namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, a smile in the face of a person, to talk cheerfully to the wife, family, friends, to make salam, to help somebody in need, to help the destitute, the poor, the needy. Winter is coming, to help people that they have some blankets so that they can cover themselves and also have warmth. Anything that is a good deed. These are the things that will help in the qabr, otherwise nothing else. So death is sure to come whether we like it or not. And suddenly an incident comes to mind about Namrud. Look at Namrud. Look at the tafasir of the Quran Sharif, the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Namrud. Ibn Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah has mentioned this incident in his Masnavi Sharif. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala asks Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu wasalam, the angel of death, that on whom did you feel the most pity when extracting the soul? On whom did you feel the most pity? There are lots of people on whom we feel pity. Especially if the person had everything going for him and he was negligent. He just thought buildings upon buildings, properties upon properties, gold, silver, oil wells, that is what will come to my assistance and help. And that is what will give me respect in both worlds. Then when their life comes to an end, it is very sad. Unless, of course, they used that wealth properly and it was gained properly and the person was pious and righteous, then that wealth was a great blessing. But generally, this is what happens. The more the wealth comes, the more the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. So on whom did you feel the most pity? Whom did you sympathize with the most? So he said, like that, on every soul whose soul I have, every person that whose soul I have to extract, I feel pity. But the most sympathy and the most pity I felt for was when you ordered me once to first smash up one ship which had passengers on board. Smash up the ship. Make it into pieces. Cause the passengers to drown and cause the ship to sink. So we can see it's all with Allah Ta'ala's orders that things happen. It's not that every ship that goes on the ocean suddenly smashes and or suddenly crashes or suddenly water seeps in and it goes down or the storm hits it and it's over. Millions of ships have plied off. Nothing happened. So it is with Allah Ta'ala's hukam. When Allah Ta'ala orders the earth to shake, then the powers of the world cannot stop it. It's all Allah Ta'ala's hukam. So when you ordered me to smash the ship, that's what I did. So those people, I had to extract their soul. So I felt pity for them. But I was asked to save one woman with her little baby. So they were on a plank, on a raft, and they were saved. These two were saved. Then the wind you ordered must blow this raft, and it came closer and closer to the shore. When it came close to the shore, then I got very happy that at least this mother and child are saved. When they came very close to the shore, you said, now take the soul of that mother. Now what could have been more difficult for me? To take the soul of that mother when they came so close to the shore. So I took the soul of the mother. Now the baby was left alone. So that was the child that, on whom I felt great pity. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hukam had to be obeyed. They are angels. They cannot do anything other than obeying the hukam of Allah Ta'ala. So he could not have saved that mother. The order was, now take the soul. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, now listen carefully. I'm just giving you an explanation. Allah ta'ala said, listen. Now, what kind of gratitude did this person show? I will first tell you how this baby was then nurtured. Allah ta'ala says, I ordered the winds to throw, carry this child and place it in the midst of an orchard. There Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ordered the sun that do not shine too brightly over this baby, protected it from the elements of the sun, ordered the wind that do not blow strongly over this child, let it be a gentle breeze, ordered the lightning that don't strike this child, cause fountains to flow close by, place the baby on a bed of rose petals. Even the mother could not have done that. Gave that baby the milk of a leopard which had given birth to drink. All my qudrat was used in the nurturing of this baby. Other people, they have their babies nurtured by the parents. So we all know that those babies still go through so much of suffering. Sometimes it's stomach ache, sometimes it's toothache, sometimes it's earache, different kinds of aches. Here this baby, no ache, no pain, nothing. Then when it became of little understanding, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends the jinnat to educate and teach this child how to do government and how to do everything. This child is being brought up and nurtured directly with the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So on the one hand, you felt pity for this child, but this is what I did after that, that this is how this child grew up. And then do you know what did this child do? By way of gratitude, what did this child do, or this baby do when it grew up into a powerful administrator after a long span of time? So this was the child who became Namrud, the enemy of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and who had the fire lit up for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to be thrown into the fire and burnt. This was that Namrud. On the one hand, this is how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed his favors, and on the other hand, this is what this, the type of gratitude that this child showed. So by this example, the lesson is given to us that we have to be very much alert and sharp. Don't feel complacent, don't feel contented, don't feel satisfied that a little bit of our namaz, roza, zakat, hajj is sufficient from the attacks of nafs and shaitan, because here there was no question of even parents coming in between, because when parents come in between, that the baby, the child thinks that it's my parents who are my sustainers. But here there was nothing like that. Allah Ta'ala showed his qudrat all the time, and yet he showed such kind of ingratitude. Then what did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala do? How he destroyed him? Now all that is discussed. So we are being told that it's not only that child. That child received lots of favors of Allah ta'ala without any means, adoption of any means. There was no means adopted. And Allah ta'ala's favors upon us are also unlimited. Unlimited favors. So what kind of gratitude should we be showing? Are we following the pattern of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who showed gratitude upon gratitude? Or are we following the pattern of Namrud? We may be believers in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and in Akhirat day of judgment, but look at those ni'mats that we are blessed with, what kind of gratitude we are showing. Those very ni'mats and those very bounties of Allah ta'ala we use for his disobedience, for his displeasure, which brings his wrath and then his anger. But it is his being merciful, compassionate, kind, forgiving, and really, really loving to forgive, that the moment we turn towards him again and say, "Oh Allah, we made a mistake." Namrud didn't say that. Namrud didn't say, "I made a mistake." Namrud didn't repent. Namrud did not say, "Oh Allah, you blessed me with plenty of bounties and ni'mats, and I made a mistake, and I took the wrong line. I was tempted by nafs and shaitan." Namrud didn't say that. But we have got the opportunity to turn towards the Allah and say, "Oh Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed." And that is what this majlis is all about. sincere tawbah. And don't ever think that Allah Ta'ala gets tired of making maaf. Sometimes we think Allah Ta'ala must be getting tired of making us maaf. It doesn't mean that we must be arrogant and proud and be persistent in our sins. But at the same time, if nafs and shaitan has overpowered someone, then make the effort to get out of it. Adopt those means which make it easy for the person to get out of it. But don't give up hope. There's no question of giving up hope. To give up hope, to lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is kufr. But just as we adopt the means, if you want to go to Johannesburg, we'll adopt the means to go there. If a person wants to earn some livelihood, then he wants to go adopt the means for that. If he wants a child, he'll adopt the means. So like that, we must adopt the means, turn towards Allah Ta'ala, make tawbah, istighfar, repent. And inshallah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will not only forgive, but He will bless the person with His muhabbat. Inna Allah yuhibbu tawwabin. Allah Ta'ala loves those who make sincere tawbah.
لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دامن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دامن آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دامن
The world of negligence is like the rubbish heap, rubbish dump and jungles. Nobody wants to live near a rubbish dump. Sins, that is the effect that it has. There's a stench in it. The angels get that stench. When a person speaks lies, the angels run miles away. So they must have got some stench. Now we don't get that because we are living in the midst of sins all the time.
Lazzate zikre naame khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن
Just giving up your city or your town or your country and going somewhere else and settling and calling that hijrat is not sufficient. اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے Necessary that we give up our sins. Make hijrat from sins also.
بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن
The person who is in search of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give him that muhabbat. He wants the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, he wants the qurb and ma'rifat and yaqeen in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The person who is in search of something, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala normally gives it to him. But first there must be a sincere talab and desire. When the dry earth cries out, then Allah Ta'ala sends the rain. But first there must be a crying. When the baby cries, then the mother quickly gives attention to the child.
شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں
That's my favorite.
شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن
شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں, عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن.
You ask any lover which is the most beloved city to you, he'll say the city in which my beloved lives, that is the most beloved to me.
شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں, عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن.
If that is the case of the beloveds of this world, then what must I say about Medina Sharif, where my beloved resides? My beloved Rasul, Tajdar-e-Madina, Ahmad-e-Mujtaba, Muhammad-e-Mustafa, Jameel-o-me-Ajmal, Kamil-o-me-Akmal, Sharif-o-me-Ashraf, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam resides. His resting place, پھر مدینے کی لذت, what can I say about the enjoyment of being in مدینہ شریف. کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. But as I mentioned many a times, that for us sometimes it's better that we stay far away and have our hearts in مدینہ شریف than being in مدینہ شریف and our hearts in everything else but مدینہ شریف.
لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن, اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں, عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن.
This morning I was replying to letters. The person had a dream. He says he's in Makkah Sharif and he's watching from the top. He can see the Kaaba Sharif and surroundings of the Kaaba Sharif. Everything looks normal. But the only thing that seems very, very unusual or not something that is normal is that right round the Kaaba Sharif we see gambling slot machines. The slot machines that you have in the casinos, he sees that right round in the Haram Sharif. Now what is the interpretation of this? It's obvious, it's very clear that a number of people like us who are going there or have been there or will be going there, or even if we didn't go still, but wherever we are, but especially people like us who have been for Hajj and Umrahs, even after returning from there, having been in those Mubarak places, or the large number that are still gathering there every day, there are a number of people who are not giving up major, major sins in their lives, like gambling, adultery, fornication, watching the filth on the television screen, on the internet site, listening to music or other kinds of haram, although they are right there in the Haram Sharif, but they don't even have a sincere niyat and desire to give up those sins. The moment they return from there, or whilst they're still there, they still continue. Now what an indictment. And this is not just one dream, there are so many different dreams of people. So we must take lessons. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں, عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو, زندہ باد اے وطن, زندہ باد اے وطن. ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے,
ہیں وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے، اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہوں صد وطن.
He says, I may be here but my heart is there. The heart must be there. And if Allah Ta'ala gives the opportunity and the person is there with body and soul, heart and body, then alhamdulillah.
May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. Clean and purify our hearts so that we may be able to receive the tajalliyat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the noor.
حامل تجلیات. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ. لا الہ الا 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 اللہ. محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے، مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے، جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Ya Rab, karam se apne to dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Allahu Allah, 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 Allah Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ, اللہ 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 illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah hawa wo hirs wala dil badal le میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے,
ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلى آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. مائی بلاور اللہ, مائی رحیم اللہ, مائی کریم اللہ, مائی موسٹ بینیفیسنٹ, موسٹ مرسیفل, موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, مائی موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ, موسٹ کیئرنگ, موسٹ لونگ اللہ, Oh, my most tolerant Allah. We have extended our begging bowls before you after this majlis of zikr. Ey Rabbe Kareem, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. We are turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We used your ni'mats, your bounties, the ni'mats of sight, hearing, speech and wealth, heart and mind for your disobedience. Ey Rabbe Kareem, it is just your tolerance that you did not seize us there and then. You did not destroy us there and then. You did not humiliate us and disgrace us there and then. How loving you are. How generous and kind you are. How tolerant you are. How forgiving you are. My beloved Allah, we love you, my Allah. How kind you are. In spite of all our sins, you're giving us so much to eat, to drink, to wear. Blessed us with our sight, our hearing, our speech, our heart, liver and lungs all functioning. The heavens, the earth, the moon, the stars, the waters of the ocean, everything in our service and khidmat. My beloved Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. We are ashamed of our sins. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, family members and ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Make us yours and become ours. Ey Rabbe Kareem, make us yours and become ours. Ya Rab, karam se apne to dono jahan de. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your favor and ihsan, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhir. Don't deprive us of the good things of this world and the good things of akhir. We know we are deserving of your azab, your punishment, your wrath and your anger. Because of our evil actions and evil doings. But my beloved Allah, you don't love punishment. You dearly love forgiveness. We can become tired of our sins, but my Allah, you will not get tired of forgiveness. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Nafs and shaitan have deceived us and beguiled us. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. We are seeking your protection, my beloved Allah, from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. اے رب کریم, those who are sick and ailing, give them شفا. We are physically ill, we are spiritually sick. اے رب کریم, whosoever is sick and ailing, whether in hospitals, clinics, homes, amongst us, wherever they may be, bless them with complete shifa. دعا اور دوا میں اثر ہے ضرور, مریضوں کی شفا لیکن دست خدا میں ہے. There is effect in dua and there is effect in dawa. But my beloved Allah, the cure for all ailments is in your hands. We know that sometimes sicknesses, poverty, pain and suffering can be a blessing in disguise. Even if it is in the form of a blessing, change it to the blessing of good health. Change the blessing of weakness to strength. Change the blessing of poverty to halal wealth. Ya Rabbi Kareem, but we are not in that caliber. For us, forgive our sins and shower your mercy upon us. Cause us to be drenched in the rains of mercy, my Allah. Open the floodgates of forgiveness for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the floodgates of mercy for us and for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive us and forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook our shortcomings and weaknesses and faults and the faults of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Ey Rabbi Kareem, give us barakat in our risk and sustenance. Beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our homes, in our life, in our time. Make our children the coolness of our eyes. Bless them with hidayat and guidance. Keep them steadfast on Surat al-Mustaqeem. Distance them from cinemas, rave clubs, theaters, drugs, and all other kinds of vices and evils. Give the parents the himmat and courage to throw out of their homes and lives all that is causing such corruption in the lives of the children. Ya Rabbi Kareem, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties with halal wealth. Those who are jobless, provide them with halal employment. Ya Rabbi Kareem, those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have gone for umrahs, make their umrahs maqbool and mabroor. Protect the Haramain Sharifain from all fitnas. Protect Masjid Aqsa from Ya Rabbi Kareem. Assist the Muslim Mujahideen. Ya Rabbi Kareem. Remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering of the Muslims around the globe and of mankind around the globe. Ya Rabbi Kareem. Those who have evil intentions and desires and they are plotting and planning and scheming to harm the Muslim Ummah. Especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, Sudan, Somalia, different countries of the world, my beloved Allah, with your qudrat, with your power, with your might, Ya Rabbi Kareem, first of all, give them hidayat. Bless them with hidayat. But if they have become obstinate and have made up their minds, they will continue with the persecution, tyranny and torture. Then, Rabbi Kareem, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Thamud. Send the gale force winds against them. Shake the earth beneath their feet. Ey Rabbi Kareem, Musalmanon ki hifazat farma, ki madad farma aur nusrat farma. Ey Rabbi Kareem, fill our hearts with your muhabbat and love. Distance us from everything that is displeasing to you. Give us the taste of your muhabbat and marifat. How long are we going to walk the path of sins? It hasn't brought us anything except restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Hamare haal par raham farma. Hey Rabbe Kareem, ab to maaf farma. Hey Rabbe Kareem, ab to maaf farma. Ab to maaf farma. اب گندے ہے نالائق ہے ناپاک ہے مجرم ہے سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے. We are your slaves, my Allah. Allah. ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We have to die someday. None of us knows where, when and how. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouth, in adultery, fornication, watching some filth on the television screen or internet sites. Save us from embarrassment, disgrace and humiliation. When the time of our death comes, take us to Medina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya rahmatan lil alamin. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khataman nabiyyin. Let our souls depart, so that when the winds of rahmat and maghfirat blow over the graveyard of Medina Tayyiba, we sinful ones may also become the beneficiaries. We have no capital of good deeds to our credit. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has had the greatest ihsan upon us. Aapke shaya nishan, aapko jazai khair. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma'ahu wa ahlu. Ya Allah, jiska bhi ihsan ho sabko, apni shaya nishan, jazai khair. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul qaleem. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل سيدنا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله.